his Chinese counterpart. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden is in Indonesia, where in a few hours he will attend the G20 summit in Bali.
At the last of four summits over his seven-day tour, President Biden will meet with G20 leaders seeking to stabilize the global economy amid Russia's war in Ukraine, increase pressure on Putin, who will not attend, and empower democracy over autocracy, emboldened by his own party's recent successes. His first face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping billed as the keynote event of this trip. The White House is setting low expectations.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Bali. Republican Lori Chavez de Remer has won the open U.S. House seat in Oregon's 5th Congressional District. Chavez de Remer's victory makes her the first Latina congresswoman from Oregon. The hard-fought contest drew millions in outside money to the state. Arizona expected to release more vote counts this evening. Fox's Alicia Acuna is in Phoenix.
We're still hearing comparisons to the state of Florida. That is a fundamental misunderstanding of the laws here. In Florida, they had people drop off their early ballots on Sunday. They cut that off. In the state of Arizona, it's up until 7 p.m. on Election Day. That explains the backlog. If folks here don't like it, the law needs to change.
The most watched race in Arizona is for governor. Democrat Katie Hobbs has held a slim lead over Republican Carrie Lake. The federal investigation is underway in Dallas into the cause of a mid-air crash between two vintage airplanes during an air show that killed all six people on the planes yesterday. The NTSB's Michael Graham.
Our team methodically and systematically reviews all evidence and considers all potential factors to determine the probable cause.
No one on the ground was injured. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Democrats are projected to maintain control of the Senate. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts talked about the midterms.
I learned that when Democrats deliver, Democrats win. We got out there, we fought for working people.
Meanwhile, political control regarding the House of Representatives is still not certain, with votes remaining to be counted. Former President Trump is expected to make an announcement this week.
Something, though he won't say what, other than many people will like it. He's called a press conference to take place Tuesday evening at the Mar-a-Lago Club, the posh Palm Beach club he owns and where he now resides. The speculation and bookmakers' bets are on his formally announcing he will seek the White House again in 2024. It is assumed the former president would campaign for the Republican Party's nomination, but nothing would stop him from running as an independent. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's expected to testify this week before a Georgia grand jury about what role he played in the aftermath of the 2020 election.
This month, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to side with Senator Lindsey Graham, and that means he will testify before the Fulton County grand jury. Senator Graham had argued he shouldn't have to testify, that the speech and debate clause applies to him because he was conducting work after the 2020 election that regards his legislative duties. The Supreme Court said he could still testify and not answer questions pertaining to those duties. The Fulton County District Attorney says Graham was calling Georgia's Secretary of State after the election to talk about reexamining ballots. The DA says he also questioned the election's outcome. Graham is expected to testify on the 17th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police in Chicago say a robbery suspect and a grocery clerk fatally shot each other during an attempted holdup in the store Friday night. Two other people in the store were not hurt. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.